audio booth, so I didn't have to stream. So we're talking about customer service. Just really a response to documentary from McColgan. I know they've had experience with phone companies. So I'm just wondering, since when did it become compulsory at the checkout to do the hard sell? I think we've all been there. Can I offer you 5p per litre off your fuel bill today, sir, if you buy these items on display? Which they then point out at some hideously priced soft drinks or some chocolate or something that's going to cost you 3 or 4 times what your 5p per litre is going to be worth. And then there's a bit of a shock when you say, well, actually, no, I don't want to. Are you sure you don't want to save 5p, sir? Just by buying 2 of these items? Well, no. Because if I wanted those items, I'd have actually purchased them and picked them up off the shelf, and I would have then purchased them when I came to pay the bill. So that really annoys me, that does at the moment. And there was, like this morning, I've been out to the local shops this morning, and I've been to the post office, and I've been to renew my passport. So the passport in the post office, should say, in the UK, they do a check and send service. So they check your format and check your photos are okay, and then they do the posting for you and secure postage. So again, that's fine. And then came the hard sell after it was all checked. Also, we can offer you commission free money and this, that and the other. Have you thought about a credit card, 0% transfer balance? And then it was travel insurance you wanted to flog me. You feel like saying to people, can you just process the thing that I want? And then, just process the transaction that's in front of you. Don't give me the hard sell. Well, it might be 6 months before I go abroad yet on my training course. It might not happen. It might get cancelled. So it really does, at the moment, annoy me, the hard sell. On the checkout, it seems to be some kind of compulsory. And it's another big sports store in the UK. And they always try and flog you a bag for life. Can I interest you in a bag for life, sir? They're only 90p. It's like, no, I want a bag for life because I've already got one. And B, if I wanted one, I'd ask for one at the checkout. Yes, when I buy my pair of outdoor trousers from you, I'll have a bag for life, please, if you don't mind. So I wonder how many people are walking around the streets of Britain with multiple bags for life from these stores that they don't have to do with. They're just going to get thrown away because they're hard sell. And then also, when you buy a pair of shoes, they'll also try and flog you some gel insoles. So just do us a favour, just process the transaction and we'll get along fine. I begin to wonder, some of these stores don't realise they're actually starting to annoy people, and ultimately it will end in their business's failure. So I really think that they need to take, you know, it's like the, would you like a bag for that, sir? I think there was a boo went a few months ago by Nikolai Vox. He had an incident in a local supermarket. So yes, that's my take on customer service. If you are ruining business and you go to the till, don't give me the hard sell, because I'm more or less likely to say no thanks and walk out. And that's a few of my thoughts. And what happens in the States? Do you have that kind of things in the States? The hard sell at the till? Be interested to listen to any responses. So once again, thanks for listening, and I will speak to you in the next boo.